Well, now to a story that sounds like a fairy tale, Shoes That Grow. And for Ketan Lee of Nampa, Idaho, they are the answer to a question he first asked 8 years ago while on a mission at an orphanage in Kenya. Children there were growing out of their shoes. They had cut holes for their toes. And Ketan thought, what if their shoes could grow as they did? Well, that shoe has become reality, but the journey was not simple. Ketan Lee joins us from the studios of Boise State Public Radio with the shoe called The Shoe That Grows. Ketan, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's really great to chat with you today.
And tell us more about how you came up with this idea. This was after you graduated from the Christian College Northwest Nazarene and you started going on missions. You're in Kenya. Was it really a light bulb that went off?
That whole time at that orphanage in Kenya was just a life-changing experience. But then especially that day, that was a light bulb day for me when I just noticed, and I don't know why I hadn't seen it before, about a month into my trip, and I just noticed this little girl next to me in a white dress. She had to cut open the front of her shoes to let her toes stick out. I looked around, and so many of the kids had shoes on that were way too small. And essentially, that's what started this idea of, well, what if we could create a shoe that could grow as their feet grow?
It's wonderful for impoverished kids, but wonderful for any kid, you know, because they grow. And we know shoes aren't a luxury. 2 billion people worldwide contract parasitic diseases because they don't have shoes. So you get going on this idea. And we always wondered what would happen after you had a great idea and you tried to implement it. And the answer from what I'm gathering is not much. You didn't know what to do.
That's right. I had an idea, but I did not know what to do. I'm not a designer, definitely not a shoe designer. And so for a couple years there, we didn't know what to do, and we tried to give the idea away. That was kind of the first thing that we did. So we contacted a lot of the large shoe companies, and we just wanted someone to do this. We didn't really care who did it. We just wanted someone to do this, and ultimately nobody was really interested, and that's when we kind of committed ourselves to finding a way to make this happen. And our breakthrough came when we found a company in Portland, Oregon called Proof of Concept, and they were the first shoe company that really loved our idea. They totally saw it, and they were willing to help us out. And so they're the ones who really helped put the shoe design into the idea, and they've been with us every step of the way.
Right. You went to Nike, Crocs, Toms. The companies just said, good idea, but call us back when you have the design. This company, Proof of Concept, wanted to help you make the design. And by the way, we should say this is after you sat down one day and tried to cut up Crocs to try to do it yourself.
I was hoping you wouldn't mention that. That was a rough attempt at a prototype on my part. Ultimately, they did not turn out to be our first prototype.
Well, the shoe that you were using, and you went through 6 prototypes, took one of them to Kenya, and the kids said what?
The kids loved them. And this was really kind of a make or break moment for us. We thought it was a good idea, really believed in it. But up until that point, this was summer of 2012 when my wife and I took 100 pairs to Kenya and put them in 4 different schools. And the kids just loved them. But it's interesting. The best reaction we got was not only from the kids, it was actually from the parents, the adults, the teachers, the parents, the community leaders. They loved our shoes. They loved how sturdy and solid our shoes were. They loved this concept of a shoe that could grow and that could last.
Well, we've got a picture at hereandnow.org and a video that shows the shoe expanding. It's made out of compressed rubber, leather. There are these heavy-duty buckles along the top of the foot down to the toe and a strap around the heel. Can you just explain just briefly for our radio listeners, how does it work?
Yeah, our shoe grows up to 5 sizes, and it grows in 3 main ways. In the front, there's kind of a little tongue that has holes and it comes up over the toes, almost like the back of a baseball hat. So it connects over a post on the top of the shoe. And then on the sides, we have 2 rows of snaps, heavy-duty snaps. And then on the back, we have an adjustable buckle that comes around the heel. And one thing I love about the design and something we did specifically to be able to really make sense for the kids that these are going to impact the most, we did not use any mechanical gears, any mechanisms. Nothing about this shoe was going to break that the kids would have to replace to have it work. So it's just a really simple, functional design for this shoe.
Well, an order of 25 shoes comes in a duffel bag with 25 drawstring backpacks to put each pair in, so the kids get a shoe and a backpack, you know, light one. And people can pay $10 for a pair of shoes that will go to these partner organizations around the world. We'll link people up to how they can participate. But meantime, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's Kenton Lee, founder of the Because International not-for-profit. They develop the shoe that grows. And we'll link you again to all the information at hereandnow.org. Kenton, thank you so much.
Great chatting with you. And I'll look forward to connecting with you again someday. Mm-hmm.